I actually made a cuppa before we got started.
Yeah.
I really want credit for
There you go. Conversational cuppa with an actual cuppa, which is exactly very fitting. This is the lovely Dam Square in Amsterdam. What's so powerful about this place is this is the very first time that I fully experienced what the powerful and amazing and life-changing Dutch concept of gezelligheid really is. I had heard that word from you because I had known you already at this time. I'd heard the word from other people living in the Netherlands and the whole, meaning and the feeling of gezellig and gezelligheid, but I hadn't felt it yet. And my mom came to visit. She was visiting my sister and I. She came to me first. She flew directly from Los Angeles to Amsterdam. And, she was jet lagged, and this was day two. We stayed in Utrecht. So we brought her out there, and then this was day two. She was a little jet lagged, but she was really feeling like going out, seeing not the sights and not the she didn't want to follow the itinerary yet. We had some stuff planned right around town, but she was kind of just like, hey, let's just go walk around, let's go see some shops, let's really just kind of see what this place is all about. So we had a good day walking around, and we found this cafe right here in Dam Square. New cafe, and this is exactly where we sat. And it was so cool because, I'm with my mom. I'm very close with my mom. My mom had me very young, and there's a lot of things that we have gone through just with family stuff and a few divorces and breast cancer and some things that have really been hard over the years. But I've always just enjoyed these powerful small moments with my mom, whether they're back home in Southern California or whether they're, anywhere, going to my grandparents' house for Christmas. But what was truly special about this is because we were both well over 5,000 miles away from home. And it's pretty far when you think about it, right? I'd already been away for a few months and I hadn't seen my mom in about 6 months at the time, or man, it was maybe about 4 or 5 months. But it was just really special to share a moment like this. And all we were doing simply was taking a break for a little while from walking around, sitting and having a cup of coffee or just a cappuccino. And this was our view. There was people all in the square right here. There was a firefighter that was doing, whether it was a training exercise or replacing a light bulb, and it was just kind of up in front of the palace right here. And I just remember looking at my mom being like, this is the life. Like, this is so simple. We're people watching, we're having good company, you and I in a foreign country. And it just kind of, this wave came over me of like, holy shit. This is what the Dutchies say as gezellig or gezelligheid. And it was just so crazy to hear what it was again and hear the words so much, being there for a little while, and then all of a sudden feeling the wave of what that was. And this is exactly where I first experienced gezelligheid in Dam Square with my mother at this small cafe having cappuccinos. And it was just one of the most powerful moments of my life, and that's something I hold very, very close. You can hear the slight tremble in my voice because it's very powerful and it's very emotional for me. But Mags, what I want you to share a little bit more of, and you being from the Netherlands, and this being most of your life living there, being from there, can you share a little bit about just what gezelligheid is, and what it means in the Netherlands?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's also, it is something very profound, but it is also something that we just kind of bandy about a lot, right? It's just sometimes it's also just a word, but I think what you said there is like you're there with your mother and your people watching, but it's the togetherness, right? It's the connection to the other person. And one thing that I say to you a lot when we talk about this is like to me, it is about being intentional and being in the moment and being connected to the person you are with. And it's much less about the circumstances that you're in. You can have that experience wherever you want, almost, right? Because you are making the choice to be intentional and to be connected and to have conversation that matters. And whether you're sitting having a cappuccino, although that's often how I sort of create that vibe, but that's also because I really like having a cappuccino. But it's about just having attention for the people around you and making people feel appreciated and seen and heard. Like, that to me is such an important part of that, right? Like, I think we are so easily distracted, and life throws so much at us all the time. And to sort of make that decision to just be and be present with another person is revolutionary, because to me, at the end of the day, that's what life is about, right? It's not about all the other crap. It's about how we are connected to ourselves and to the people around us. And that can be people that we love in our life, or it can just be random strangers. Like, and in that sense, like, for me, geselligheid is, yeah, that's, you know, what am I trying to say here? I think we use it a lot in terms, I think maybe Dutch people use it too easily when they're talking about, you know, going to a party or like, oh, we were hanging out with friends. And it's not that those things cannot be gezellig. In fact, they have a real potential to be gezellig, but there is something about like really being there and not, you know, maybe not being distracted by your phone or being distracted by the world happening around you, but just enjoying what you're doing.
No, I love it. And I know in Dutch, it's kind of, as they say, an untranslatable word. But if you could really share, what would it translate to? And I know there's two words to it, right? There's gezellig, which is more the adjective, and there's gezelligheid, which is more the noun. But what would you say it loosely translates to, or the closest thing in English it would translate to?
Yeah, people usually use coziness, making things cozy, and it's not an incorrect translation, but it's an incomplete translation. Because I think a lot of people associate that with, oh, blankets and candles. And sure, that can be very cozy and it can also be very gezellig, but it sort of lacks that. What to me is at the heart of it is that that intentionality and the connection. But I think why we associate coziness maybe is because there's a sense of warmth and there is a sense of coziness, but it's more at the interpersonal level. It's more in the relationship level than in the this room is cozy level. At least it is to me.
So it's more on, as you said, on the interpersonal connection and the energy shared there. But would you normally say, or most people in the Netherlands say, like, oh, that party, it was very gezellig?
Yeah. Or when you're going to meet your friend, you go, you know, people go, oh, what are you doing? And you say, oh, I'm going to meet my friend. And they say, oh, that's gezellig. And that's true, right? Like, it's the making time for people and it's the hanging out with your people. And it can be doing fun stuff, but it doesn't have to be. And it doesn't have to be, you know, big, loud stuff. It can just be, like you said, a cup of coffee on a terrace. Or, you know, it can even be, hey, I know you need to pack your house up because you're moving, so why don't I come and help you wrap all your glassware in bubble wrap? And we have a conversation while we're doing it, and we're having a laugh, and we're having a giggle, and we're spending time together as friends. That can be super gezellig. And that's not necessarily an activity that screams quality time. Hey, it's Mikes. Thanks for joining us for a conversational cuppa, and we'll see you next time.